everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey guys, this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we are going to be recapping the Olympia. We are still here in Orlando, Florida. It is Sunday. We just watched the Saturday night finals, and it was for both of us our first time in person watching the Olympia. Super exciting. What was your favorite part of this weekend? If you were to give like a top five, Chris.
Oh my gosh. Well, definitely the weekend was full of so many exciting activities. I would say my number one favorite thing would be meeting the Olympians. I just really like getting to know the person behind the body. And it was nice to be able to talk to people one-on-one, talk to the pros, you know, congratulate them on all their hard work and also get some photos. So that was really my favorite part, kind of getting to connect with people one-on-one at the Meet the Olympians.
Yeah, I liked meeting people face-to-face, and I always feel like these events go by so quickly. I felt like the whole weekend, it was like we blinked and it was done. And I mean, I've been here since Thursday. So it was just one exciting thing after another. Some of my favorite parts were getting to meet Brett Contreras and talking to him and just kind of meeting some of the industry leaders and actually meeting people that I had interviewed in person. Yes. I don't think I had talked to De Raja one-on-one other than the podcast, and like with Alexa, the shoe fairy. It was really mm-hmm. nice meeting her. So yeah, I mean, just kind of, you know, it's like our, first of all, the expo was amazing.
Yes.
You feel like a trick-or-treater. You just go to like every booth and fill your bag with goodies of like supplements and BCAAs and taking samples. There's like all kinds of like protein bars, protein drinks.
And I think we got the biggest bags possible at this venue. What can we fill up?
Yeah, we should have taken a picture of those Wings of Strength backpacks / whatever they were. But yeah, we were just super, I'm super grateful for Dan Solomon, Jake Wood. I just wanted to say a big thank you to the whole Mr. Olympia team. As far as like Tim Gardner putting on the biggest expo in history, having, you know, the most vendors ever. I just want to thank like the whole, you know, Mannion family and everybody that, you know, gave us the media passes and supported the podcast, Trifecta Foods, for setting us up with a conference room to do interview and just, you know, giving us like VIP access, media access. It was really, really nice. I just felt so honored. And, you know, we started this podcast with the mission to help that one listener. And I feel like, you know, if we can just bring value to anyone and help them in the sport or like learn from our mistakes, that's why we do this. And it's just, it feels like surreal. Honestly, like I felt like I had to pinch myself, like I was in a dream this whole weekend. You know, the blessings that you listeners have brought us, like to have that kind of opportunity, I thought was just like really cool.
Yeah, and I would say everything was run really well. Like the shows moved at like a great pace. Like I know there was a lot of teamwork among like, you know, everybody involved in making the show run really smoothly. So I felt like there was no weird lag time. Felt super special sitting in the like press area to be able to get good seats to see prejudging. It was a great experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were so many things. Like I can't even explain how awesome it was. And I thought it was cool that a lot of the Olympians like really liked your dog, Diego.
Yes, Diego made his debut at the Olympians. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun. So we want to just recap, you know, this year was probably one of the most exciting years. For one thing, the COVID restrictions being lifted and being able to be, you know, to socialize in our bodybuilding world. You know, it was quite the opportunity. It was very limited last year. They still pulled off within 3 weeks, you know, like one of the biggest stages in the world. And I know next year it's going to be back in Vegas. But I really liked the Orange County Convention Center. I liked that it was in Florida. This was super fun. So we'll kind of go over each of the categories and, you know, who made what police scenes. There were a lot of so last year there were a lot of upsets. It was like the year of the upsets. And then this year I felt like it was either regaining titles or defending titles. So a lot of repeats. Of course, Bikini, you know, we did not have the reigning champ. She had retired, Janet Leogue. So I think that was probably the most exciting. I mean, we're bikini nerds anyways.
But yes.
It made it super suspenseful because it was just kind of like open to, we knew whoever got it, you know, most likely would be a newly crowned with Angelica, you know, being pregnant. And so, yeah, it was super exciting on that end of it. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I definitely love seeing the bikini category live. That's, you know, it's always different seeing somebody on stage versus like seeing a photo. So I was really happy that we had the tickets to see them. And I don't know, I was overall really impressed. I felt like the caliber of athletes was, I mean, obviously at the Olympia, it's going to be the top of the top, but I felt there was really no, like, I mean, I turned to Amy and I was like, there's no bad body up there. Like, they're all amazing. So it was great to kind of see like how the judges picked out the top physiques and how they moved them around and judged them. You know, there's so much that goes into kind of like finding the small flaws to find out who is going to be Miss Olympia. But yeah, we kind of were on point with the top two people. So it was exciting to see them in person as well.
Yeah, it was. We definitely had a couple that just snuck in there that weren't even on our radar or on our list in the top 10. So I think overall we did pretty well on picking who was going to be in the top 10. You know, the ones that popped up that we didn't have in our predictions were Marine Blomqvist. Is that how you pronounce her name? Blomqvist?
I would say yes.
Okay. Lauren Dana Miller, which, you know, I debated on putting her in there. I just didn't know. I knew her body would be there, but since it was her first Olympia, I wasn't sure how she would do with her posing, but she actually blew it out of the water with her posing routine, and it was really nice talking to her at Meet the Athletes. And the other one that we did not have on our list was Lucia Malvez.
Yes.
Is that how you would say that?
Very good. Good inflection.
Yes. So we'll kind of go through the top 10 if you want to list those out. And then we'll go through a couple of the ones that, you know, we didn't talk about in our predictions recap.
Sure. Do you want me to start from the bottom, like the
sure.
number 10?
Okay. We'll keep them in suspense.
Yeah, in case you didn't know. So again, Lucia was the person that we kind of saw snuck in there that came in the 10th place. I would definitely say I enjoyed her routine on stage.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
She had a lot of flair, a lot of like sass to her. Like, if you wanted an interesting routine to watch, she definitely was captivating. So I was like smiling the whole time. I just was really intrigued.
Yeah, didn't she do the full spin?
She did a 180. Yeah, she was like up there putting it all out.
360, I thought.
Oh yeah, it would
be. Oh, I was like, I didn't think she was. I was like,
listen,
I'm
not good with the numbers.
Full circle.
She did. Yeah, okay. She did the whole twirl.
She had the hair going on.
Yes.
So let's actually dive into her for a little bit, just since we are
sure.
on her. So she is from Brazil, and I believe that she has been competing since 2019. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay.
That looks correct.
So she definitely has this. She was in the Olympia last year, but I don't know. She stood out to me. She must have perfected her posing or something, because last year I didn't even. She was just totally not on my radar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she had some flair.
She was captivating this year for sure.
Yeah.
And she had great. She had a great like symmetry, physique, like everything like that.
Oh yeah. Her waistline was really tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So number 9.
Okay, so number 9, we have Lauren Dana Miller, which I really loved seeing her make her debut onto the Olympia stage. I Loved being able to talk to her at the Meet the Olympians event. She is just like a sweetheart. She's down to earth. Like how she is on YouTube is how she is in person. Mm-hmm. She is a genuine heart. And she was very encouraging to me.
Yeah. She was like, you have good structure up top.
Yeah. So like that was, it was great to be able to talk to just a sweet soul. And I remember watching her on YouTube get her pro card because that's on her YouTube channel and being very inspired by that. So it was kind of cool to be able to be there in person to see her hit the Olympia stage.
And you even, your question was on her YouTube channel.
Yes.
About when you were about to do nationals, you kind of asked her for her and Kyle's advice on.
Yeah. What they thought about the national shows, like which ones they liked. And again, they're always like out there to help people. So.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, you know that their heart's in it. Mm-hmm. Her and Kyle were just awesome to meet in person. And I just feel like she always tries to give like the real, the raw, and I always want to make sure I thank people that get such good content out there because, like, for you, I mean, she inspired you to go for your pro card.
Yeah.
And she didn't know that. And I'm sure that, you know, she was feeling good about that.
And her posing, too, was really good. Like, for a newbie on that stage, I know it's super intimidating, but she did an excellent job. And she even said that she wanted to have one of the best posing routines on stage.
She was excited to show it off. And when I talked to her on Thursday, I was like, okay, she's like ready to go with this posing. She's not nervous. She's excited about it. And then something cool I think about her is that she never wears extensions.
Yeah.
She's like from a Pantene Pro-V commercial. The way that she like fingers through her hair, she really gets that part of her posing like as a styling technique. She has virgin hair. She's never dyed it. She's never
put heat to it.
Yeah. I'm just like, whew, that's amazing. So moving on to number 8, Romania Balsualda, or Romania Bass, if you know her in that way. We had her in our top 10, technically 11. Any thoughts on her?
I really liked her suit selection. I thought that I'd never seen her in, okay, so I don't really remember if she wore teal, but I don't.
She wears it. Yeah.
She does?
Yeah,
okay.
She wears it.
So I do,
or at
like
least this last year when she's been doing really well.
Oh,
she wears that
okay.
color.
Yeah. I do like that color on her. I think it like really popped on stage. A lot of people wear the blues and the purples. So I liked that. And I did think that she had like a pretty, like a really nice structure to her.
Yeah. I feel like she did so well because her glutes were really on point.
Yeah.
That was a really good. I've not actually really seen her in person on stage, but that was the thing that impressed me in prejudging were her deep Vs and her conditioning and her glutes. It was like the perfect mixture of fullness, but she didn't look too hard or too lean, in my opinion. She was just very balanced. And then number 7, Jen Ronzitti. So she is no stranger to the stage. She's been around for a while. She had a beautiful suit.
Yes.
I know Deborah, one of our coaches, that's a suit stylist at Angel Competition Bikinis, helped her with that. And I just thought that purple was gorgeous.
Yes. That suit, I definitely remember. It was like a nice mix up there. Yeah. And she, again, I just feel like I'm saying everybody was amazing because I'm still processing all of it.
Yeah. Her posing is very seasoned. The thing that I saw that she landed out of the top 5 was that her waist was a little bit thicker than the other girls. And I mean, again, it's like you have to find that one thing that like everybody looks amazing. Everyone looks so perfect. So there has to be just like one thing that pulls you out of the top. It's, you know, and I think that it was a little bit of like her obliques looked a little bit more boxy.
Yes.
Waistline didn't look quite as tight, but her, I mean, overall balance, shape, symmetry, conditioning, all of that looked good. It was just a little bit of the waistline, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So moving on to number 6, Miss DeRaja Hill. She just missed that top 5. What were your thoughts on DeRaja?
I always love seeing her pose. I think she just has a natural talent for that presentation part. I loved her hair. I thought that her overall look was stunning. So I really liked her presentation, her physique. Well, that's kind of what I I'm yeah. picturing her right now, like on stage. It was very great. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had her in the top three. And I think the reason why she landed out of the top five was she looked a little bit harder and leaner.
Yeah.
She didn't quite have the fullness that the top five had mixed in with the conditioning. Her glute ham tie-ins were pretty sharp.
Yeah.
You know, almost in a way that I think that it pulled her out of the top five. She was a little too lean. Her front pose was just money.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an X frame all the way. Her new hairstyle, absolutely love. And I really liked her little, again, like her choreography to her posing routine. She had some unique, like, you know, putting her hand on her chest, like kicking her heel in certain ways, like doing stuff with her hair that was just like, it was captivating in her posing. And I thought it was really unique. Some of the, you know, the twists and turns that she took in her posing.
Yeah. So. She has a very unique style. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she just enters the stage very confident with a beautiful smile. And then, yeah, throughout her whole routine, it's, you don't want to look away.
Yeah. And she has to feel pretty good about just, you know, from where she was in, you know, 15th, I think, or 13th. She was in the top 15, I know, last year. I think yes. she might have been 13. But, I mean, she moved up considerably in her placing and yes. just missed that top five spot next to Issa, who got fifth. So, what were your thoughts on Issa this year?
Well, my first thought is I really liked meeting her in person, too. I feel like that it was hard.
She's super sweet.
Yeah, she's yeah. so kind, and she's, like, not a big loud personality. It's just somebody that I feel like as an introverted person I could relate to.
Just smiley.
Yeah.
Super sweet.
And you like don't know that through Instagram. Like it was just a nice meet her in person.
Yeah. Because it's all Portuguese.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. She just has the tiniest waist. But I think she looked really good on stage this year. I'm not quite sure like what placed her in fifth. Like what's your feedback on her physique?
Yeah, her glutes looked flat to me. And she looked a little ribby. So I mean, she again has like this X frame structure. I think her front pose, just like De Raja, like those two probably were the best front poses.
Yes.
And hands down. Their waistlines were super tight, like their shoulders and V taper were all there. But when she turned around to the back, her glutes, they weren't soft, but they just didn't have, like, that pop and that density, like, you know, our winners that have that more athletic
yes.
3D dimension. So I just felt like they were a little bit flat. I had heard that was her feedback from the Arnold when she, you know, she had beaten, like, De Raja and Jen Dory and Laura yes. Lee at the Tampa Pro, and she looked more full there, and she was, like, she came in a little too hard at the Arnold, so I think that's probably what her feedback is going to be. I mean, because stage presence, aesthetics, like, she's so beautiful on stage. So that would be my guess. Like, in person, when I saw her on stage, that was the thing that I saw was, like, her glute density wasn't, like, as sharp as the top spots.
Yeah, and that's what – and I noticed, like, her backside was a little bit off, but I couldn't, like, pinpoint what it was. To me, it looked like her glute-to-leg ratio was off, which makes sense what you're saying about, like, mm-hmm. she wasn't as full in her glutes to kind of, like, have that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're moving on to number four, Maureen. So she is from – she lives in Norway, and – I think she's like a mixture of Filipino, maybe, and maybe she's Filipino and lives in Norway. Is that?
I'm not quite sure. She snuck up on us.
Yeah, she really did. She was like the dark horse of the Olympia. I'm like, who is this girl? She looked amazing.
Yes.
I believe she qualified at Janet Leog's Battle of the Bodies, where mm-hmm. she won that pro show. She was in the Olympia in 2019, and she's kind of gone through the ranks on the European side of things. So she competed like in the San Marino. I think that was the year before I competed there. And then Alicante, she did that like the year after I was over there. You know, she's done some shows like in Germany and things like that. And then in 2019, she came over and has done, you know, bigger shows like the Tampa Pro. And then this year she did the Chicago Pro. So she's definitely a force to be reckoned with. I think for her, she just has like that perfect balance. She's not too hard, not too soft. She's full. You know, she was just kind of like a solid, like, this is what the bikini class looks like for number four.
Yeah, that's what I would echo as well. Like, she was a good representation of that bikini physique. I liked her in that red. I felt like that really popped well. And, yeah, she was just somebody to keep watching because you just, like, didn't know where this girl was coming from. But congrats to her. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then do you want to take the number three spot?
Yeah. So number three is Ashley Kay. She also wore red, which I thought was a great color to pop on that background of that stage. She, I would say, did bring a much better physique than what I've seen in the past. I believe last year she was seventh at the Olympia. So she did crack the top 10, but for a three-time Miss Olympian, we definitely, you know, like to see her progress a little bit higher as, like, big competition. So I do think that her physique, especially, like, her, we talk about, like, that athletic look with the glutes and the hamstrings, like, her symmetry, all of that, her physique was excellent. I felt like her posing, once again, was just not as sharp. I would say, like, it was just a little bit stiff. It was, like, a little bit uncomfortable, and it was a little, it was surprising to me, actually, for a three-time Miss Olympian. So I would say that was really, like, the weak point that I saw with her. But overall, again, I'd say much better physique this year.
And so my thoughts are with that is when those top three were up there in the comparison round in prejudging, one thing I noticed is, like, if you look at them, in, especially in the back shot, okay, so, like, her glutes are great. They're perfect. But then you look up top, and you look at Jen Dory, she has, like, a V-taper, and then she has round shoulders. So she looks like an X in the back. Ashley was a little bit more narrow in the back. And then Laura Lee, she has a bigger frame. She has bigger glutes, but she had bigger shoulders than the three of them.
Definitely.
So I think, like, in terms of an X frame, that's where I think where she fell short, in my opinion. I think, obviously, posing, too, has, like, a little bit of a role. But yeah, I just noticed, like, when they were in their back shot that she was a little bit more, more narrow up top. And you want to – so for those listeners that don't know, you know, an hourglass or an X frame, you should be able to fold the person in half, and their shoulders should kind of, like, match the shape of their glutes. And she has such dominant, bubbly, nice-looking glute ham ties.
Yes.
And it just kind of needs to match a little bit fuller look. But, you know, she competes a lot, so – it's hard to stay full everywhere and still, especially with females, we lean out from the top down usually, and to get, like, the conditioning and the glute ham tie in that she has, maybe she, you know, after competing for so long, she's maybe lost a little fullness in the top. I don't know. What
that
are your
makes
thoughts?
Sense. Yeah, no, that's a good point. How the physique responds to consistent competing. I know for me, that's, you know, how I lean down, and that's where I feel like I lose the muscle first, is, like, in that top half.
Yeah, so you, females that do that, you just have to really, you know, focus on putting in some good size up top. I remember Sandy talking with me about this, about one of my competitors. She was like, she needs to be lower, you know, lower body fat, like, tighter in the glutes. But she's like, you're going to get too striated up top. So really build her upper half so that when she leans out, even when she loses some tissue, you know, she's still symmetrical.
Makes sense. So. Absolutely.
All right, number two. Why don't you take?
So we have Laura. Yeah, Laura Lee Chapados is number two. So I know a lot of people that I've talked to were suspecting that she was going to take the title this year. She was like tough competition. Again, I would say she was one of the most beautiful people on stage. Aesthetically, her posing is just killer, and she does have the, like, nice big full glutes. Her shoulders are nice and big, like, and she matches, like, it's not like one body part's overpowering the other. She's taller, so I think that's a little bit tougher when she's compared against, like, Jen Dory and Ashley Kay, which are a little bit shorter. But kudos to Laura Lee. I mean, she definitely made those girls run for their money coming this year.
Yeah, she's just very aesthetically beautiful, very captivating on stage. She reminds me of Janet in that sultry, smoky, like, sexy posing. It's like they both have very similar bodies, very tall, low hanging glutes is yes. like the way that I can describe it. I don't know. But she, something about her was like, I've seen previous pictures and her glutes were like way too much in her front pose. They were like way too much in her back pose. I really felt like she nailed like the size of her glutes to match the size of her shoulders. She yes. really did look like an X. I will almost guarantee, you know, it was a very tough decision when it came down to it, because her and Jen just really both did phenomenally.
Yeah, so. I wonder too, like, the depth of Laura Lee's glutes is, they're pretty big. I mean, she's a tall girl, so her glutes are going to be bigger than yeah. others.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we look to Miss Olympia for the precedence of what's going to happen next year. Mm-hmm. And with wellness coming up and they're looking for more size, I was curious of how they would rate Laura Lee with, like, appearing to have bigger glutes and what it would set the precedence for bikini coming up next year.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, 25th birthday girl, won the Olympia. So Jennifer Dory, you know, very well deserving. She's a great ambassador for the sport. We got a chance to talk to her and she's just super sweet. Hoping to get her on the podcast to do an interview. I mean, I think we've kind of, you know, addressed like what we liked about her. Was there anything that you wanted to add? That
I just love that she loved Diego.
she was showing us she's a total dog mom too. She has cuties like a little Frenchie, and what was the other dog that was her boyfriend?
That was Pitbull.
Pitbull. Yeah. So yeah, we got to see her. Her fur babies.
We were sharing dog pictures. Yeah,
yeah. Her boyfriend was like showing us on his phone. He was so proud. It was so cute.
But yeah, she's a real sweetheart too. Like meeting her in person was nice. She's like very like she's not timid in a bad way, but again, like there's some personalities that are really over the top. And
yeah,
she's just very humble. She does her thing. She's a stunning person, and I just felt like she was very relatable too. She didn't come across as somebody who's like.
Very down to earth. She's yeah, just very down to earth.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so like cuties like Jazzy. Like Jazzy was like so high energy. Yes. And she had her little cheerleading skirt on.
Like, yes, she did.
Bouncing around. And then like Jen was like so just sweet, like a sweetheart.
Yes.
Very soft spoken and just sweetie. So let's go through all of the kind of winners. So reigning champ, I'll start with Classic Physique. We had Chris Bumstead. He had a super inspiring, like tear-jerking couple of speeches.
Wow, yes.
I just couldn't believe he had said that, you know, 4 weeks out, he wanted to give up and he was crying mm-hmm. to his girlfriend. Like to hear that people at that level, you know, reigning champ, like that he didn't even, he almost gave up on himself. I mean, it makes, you know, me feel like there's a chance for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It makes him like a real person that he was.
Yeah. Talk about down to earth. His speech at the finals at the Olympia was like that probably was one of my most favorite parts, too, because
yeah.
it was inspiring. His anecdote of like how he's like, he's a real athlete and a real person. It's mm-hmm. not like he wakes up every morning feeling amazing. And then also just his words about like being present in the moment with losing George Peterson.
You know that I'm like totally a team, like live every day, you know,
yeah.
win the day. I mean, gratitude too.
Yeah.
And he said that he, you know, he had that same episode in the bathroom crying yesterday, but this time it was tears of joy and gratitude mm-hmm. and just like being so humble and kind, like that he is blessed to have this opportunity to like inspire and gets to compete.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So pretty cool. And then Men's Physique, my favorite guest poser that I had at the Midwestern States, Brandon Hendrickson.
Yeah.
He defended his title. What do you think about Brandon?
Oh, I just love Brandon. I feel like he's a very, he's a good representation of the sport. And again, he's another like real person. I watched the documentary on Netflix.
Iron Culture.
Yeah. And I just like, I don't know. I just appreciate people who are like they're candid and real about what it takes, but they're also candid and real about how hard it is.
Yeah. He's so friendly. I mean, he always, you know, says hi and, like, takes pictures. And he just, I mean, he comes from the south side of Chicago, like, a very rough upbringing. And he, you know, kind of took this modeling career into being a professional bodybuilder. And I think, you know, he just, the cream rises to the top. You know,
absolutely,
he just really never got anything handed to him. And he had to really work hard.
Yes.
To do that. So, okay, so do you want to take Mr. Olympia then?
Oh, the yeah. Okay, so Mr. Olympia went to Big Ramy again. That was really fun to watch last night. Like him
they were
and
working them.
Hottie and Brandon Curry were all going for like that top spot, and it was intense. I love watching the men's bodybuilding, but I mean, the largest man up there.
He's so big. It's like
he's a monster.
Seeing that in person, you're just like, oh my gosh.
We walked so behind crazy. Him leaving the like press conference, and I don't know how they have to hand tailor suits for somebody that large with that those dimensions. But again, he's also somebody that like while he's big and may look intimidating in photos, is like a big teddy bear. Like he's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really liked that Hottie Chupan, the Persian wolf, right?
Yes.
He got the People's Choice Award. I think you can probably tell this story best about how he kind of, like, struggled to get over here. And
yeah, there he's from the Middle East. I believe he's from Iran, but they had a hard time getting him to come over to compete in the U.S. Like, he's a well-known bodybuilder, but you know, the IFBB had to petition to their government to have him be able to come over and compete. And it was this big, long process. So for him to be able to come over and compete a couple of years now is a big deal. So he's definitely representing his country. And he's a fierce contender. He's so excited up there. Like, he loves the crowd. He's fun.
I know. He's a cutie pie. All right. And then Miss Figure Olympia, I think she's 5-time reigning champion, Sid.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this was her fifth. Yeah, and she just recently got married. She had 5 up there. And then Sarah Villegas, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but she was the women's physique. She defended her title from last year as well. And then why don't you take fitness? And so Miss Olympia is back. This is the first year that, you know, women's bodybuilding came back to the Olympia. You want to
So Andrea Shaw took the title for Miss Olympia this year. I definitely think she deserved it. I mean, she was just killer up there. And again, just somebody also to be able to hear from at the athlete conference as just a very like down-to-earth genuine person. And she was very excited that women's bodybuilding was coming back, so I'm sure it was a big deal for her to come in and take that title.
Yeah, and then Whitney Jones, you know, she's the former Miss Olympia. She regained her title. And this was also another first for the Olympia where they had the wellness category. First year, inaugural year for that. And the winner of the Arnold, so she was the very first pro card winner in the United States at the Arnold Amateur Francella. She won the first Miss Wellness Olympia title last night. So they did announce that, you know, the finals for wellness were at the expo in the morning.
Yes.
After prejudging, but they announced that they're bringing it to the night show. Huge shocker, I know. but that one was like a really close battle between Angela Borges.
Yes.
As well. I felt like, you know, Isabel Nunes, she's a sweetheart. We got to talk to her at the Meet the Athletes.
Yeah, I love
her.
She
got third. They call her Issa. And then Yurishna obviously got fourth. And then, so it says Julia got fifth.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about her? I didn't know her
I
very
only
well.
Knew 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. But, I mean, she looked fierce as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then last but not least, wheelchair, the King Kong Kelly also defended his title for wheelchair. And that about sums that whole experience up. Any closing thoughts before we hop off here and check out of our hotel?
Yes, I know. We got to pack up real quick.
We have 10 minutes.
My closing thought is, if you are serious about the sport and you want to go far, like this is a passion of yours, I think it's important to be present in the environments that cultivate that spirit, because it can be a very lonely road when you're, you know, your lifestyle is constantly pushing towards this goal and you're doing it, you know, you're getting up, you're doing your workouts alone, you're prepping your food alone. It was really special to be around people that had the same mindset and to see what those elite competitors are like and what they're doing, and just to be able to celebrate other people as well. So if you can get to the Olympia next year, I highly recommend it. It's quite an experience. If you love bodybuilding, this is the place to go.
I couldn't have said it better. Honestly, I love being surrounded by like our weirdo culture, you know? I mean, you look around and everybody has like muscle sexy outfits, is
yes.
how I coined it. Athletic wear from, you know, like just, I mean, we're unique, 1% of the population, I
yes.
think, but it's cool to like feel quote unquote normal
yes.
For a weekend.
You're in your crowd.
Yeah, and just be around the people that also support you in living the prep life and things like that. So I've definitely, you know, I'm going to walk away from this 100% with fuel to my fire and just like mm-hmm. super motivated. And I'm just going to throw it out there that, you know, my co-host here will grace that stage. And
yes,
I really, you know, want to be in the crowd as a coach.
We'll be back. Yes.
So just throwing that out there in the universe. But we really appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you so much for, you know, tuning in week after week. And we would love it if you enjoyed this episode, if you could tag us on your story on Instagram. It's at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. And if you are interested in being coached by one of the unicorn coaches here at Glam Girl Bikini, you can go to our website, glamgirlbikini.com, hit the Get Started button and apply. You know, we are always looking for hardworking, dedicated athletes that are interested in also living out the prep life, you know, every day of the year. So with that, this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.